This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Seven, the B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7, the Fan. 11 a.m. in the District of Columbia. We are waiting for the mayor to talk. There's a press conference, National Press Club. Joe Gibbs is there. John Riggins is there. Daryl Green is there. Adam Peters is there. Dan Quinn is there. Per sources, Brian Mitchell was invited and had to work. This is a historic moment in Washington. I just tweeted out, if somebody wants to see it. This morning, there was a background session for reporters with city officials and commander's team officials. Included was a picture, a rendering of what the new stadium could look like. I just tweeted that out. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it's pretty dope. Mm-hmm. I think it could be pretty cool.
Could be nice.
Yeah. Here, I'll put it in the thread there. What I know about press conferences, they rarely start right on time. I do think they're going to get this one going pretty quickly, though. I also think, you know, a lot of what I learned today at this event is going to kind of happen over time now. Mm-hmm. I think, look, man, I to me, what really stands out is how significant the money is going to be coming from the Harris Group. And it's probably more than frankly we've ever seen in an NFL deal. And it's a testament to what these dudes are about. And really, like, putting your money where your mouth is.
Totally.
And which doesn't happen all that often. And these guys are absolutely doing it. So let's start with some of the information we got this morning. The size of the RFK campus is, you know, the city center, that huge development they put in kind of just past Capital One Arena, where all those fancy-ass stores are?
Yeah.
That's a big area, dude.
Totally.
You could put 18 city centers onto the lands at RFK Stadium.
And people hear that and they look at, I think when they look at the actual just RFK, they're just looking at the stadium. It's more than just the stadium area. It's a lot of stuff around there. And I believe that little waterfront is going to be a lot different than what you're looking at right now.
For sure. Well, speaking of the waterfront, you know the wharf, which is beautiful and dope?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the wharf, you could build four of those. That size, that scope, you could build four of those on the RFK site. Four of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Totally.
What they could do, and I mentioned something earlier that this might be the largest private investment in D.C. history. As a matter of fact, Landfill, it is the largest private investment in D.C. history. And I can't get over enough that these guys are putting up the money and how much that matters, you know? And it's a different world, man, what these guys are doing. And if you compare this, I thought this was fascinating. If you compare this to other stadiums, and this is all information I was privy to on background here. All right, so the Titans in Nashville are building a new stadium right now. 60% of the money is public money.
Mm-hmm.
The Jaguars are building a stadium, or renovating their stadium in Jacksonville right now. 50% public money. The Bills building their stadium up in Buffalo. 49% public money. And I would add, these places are able to draw on the state and the county. D.C., unfortunately, is kind of on its own in this odd you know, even D.C., even Maryland and Virginia won't help with this.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans. Now, B, we were just down there, and they renovated the hell out of the Superdome. It looks good, right?
Yep.
Between the city and the state, they paid 67% of that money for that stadium, for the Superdome.
They understand the importance of it.
Even in Vegas, which was largely private money, casino money,
mm-hmm.
37% of it was public. You know how much it is here? You know how much the plans are here?
I know.
24%. Because the ownership is putting up $2.7
billion.
Billion. And, dude, it's unclear exactly what the dollar amount will be, but the NFL is going to put in, too.
Yeah.
Like,
the NFL wants, they want to make sure that they got their entities in the proper areas. And they understand what this football team would mean in the nation's capital. They see that as prime real estate.
Totally, man.
Yeah.
Now, not all of it's great news. Commander's official did tell us that the new stadium will include personal seat licenses. A lot of people are going to hate that. Some people will like it because it locks you into your seats. You don't get bounced around.
There you go.
It's also just a huge revenue driver, and every place does it.
Everybody does it.
Sometimes,
when you're going to have these types of luxuries, you have to do different things to do it. It doesn't just get handed to you.
So here's how this works. I started writing a bunch of stuff down because it is hard to exactly explain how it's all going to operate. A lot of questions. So the stadium name, they're obviously going to sell that thing. I don't know that actual RFK stays involved. Maybe he will. If you're unaware of what PSLs are, it's a personal seat license. Basically, you pay a fee to own a seat in the stadium, and that you can't be moved out of that seat is basically how that operates. Those fees are not insignificant.
Who asked you that question?
A friend.
Okay.
Can
he spell?
No. Okay. Actually, he spelled PSL right.
if you can't spell PSL,
this
wrong.
I found really, really interesting. So everybody's really worried about parking. The plans call for 8,000 dedicated parking spots. 8,000 spots, and tailgating will be an element. They're allowing for tailgating.
Yeah. That has to be an element.
But we're thinking
public transit goes right there.
Yo, beyond public transit, what they said they want to do is build out the best rideshare situation of any stadium in the country. And that, to me, makes so much sense. Because it's one thing right now, but think about 5-7 years from now, how many people are going to be taking Uber? How many people are going to be taking Lyft? How many people are going to be taking driverless cars? You know what I mean? Like, that's where things go. I know when you're
in. I can name one person that's not going to take the driverless car.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't trust the Uber drivers. You think I'm going to trust no driver?
I might trust no driver over some Uber drivers.
I have somebody in my family that used to make those cars, so I'm going to just stay.
Yeah, what does he say?
Of course he's going to say trust it, but he'll tell you about the technology. Sometimes he said don't trust it completely at certain points, so back off of it a little bit.
We got it? All right, let's go live. Mayor Muriel Bowser talking to the media about RFK Stadium.
Welcome you all here to the National Press Club on a historic moment for both the city of Washington, D.C., the region at large, and our beloved football team, the Washington Commanders. You know, sometimes a long, very long winding road will bring you home.
Amen.
And RFK Stadium was home for a very long time. There were legends that were made there that are here with us today. Hall of Famers like John Riggins and Daryl Green. A second Super Bowl MVP, Doug Williams. And of course, our legendary Hall of Fame coach, Joe Gibbs. Today is not only about the past, it's obviously about the future as well. So it's fitting that next to Joe Gibbs is our head coach, Dan Quinn, and our general manager, Adam Peters. Timeless memories were made at the RFK site, and that's what today is about, repeating that. Timeless future memories for our city and for our team. These individuals here in particular are ready and excited to share a very special announcement with both the D.C. residents, Commanders fans in the region, and of course around the world as well. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. The managing partner of the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris. And the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell. Been waiting a long time to say this, Madam Mayor. It is time for kickoff. So, Mayor Bowser, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Bram. Promise made? So, I want to start by saying, welcome home. Let's give our Commanders a big Washington, D.C. welcome. We are so happy to talk this morning about bringing our team home to the sports capital, back to RFK, where they belong. And I couldn't be more excited for our city, our team, and our fans. Josh and the entire team at the Commanders, thank you. We want to say thank you for not just buying our team, some would say saving our team, getting the team to the NFC Championship for the first time in 33 years. But we want to thank you for making a transformational investment in Ward 7, in our city, especially now, a time where we need it the most. Commissioner, I know you can't have favorites, but we know where you grew up. And this is a big deal. I've been working on this for the 10 years that I've been mayor. And now we have the right partner at the right time. And Josh is someone who cares more than just about this franchise. He cares about doing the right thing. And he likes to win. You've heard me say that before. He knows how to put together a winning team. And throughout this process, it's been a cooperative one. We were joined in our goals to advance a deal that we could be proud of, a development that would serve the city for generations to come, and support the best professional sports franchise in the world. So when Josh talks about this, he very elegantly says that he wants to provide and do for the city and give the city what it deserves. And I agree. And I'd go a step further and say that right now, as our economy is shifting, it's something our city really needs because we need growth. And we need jobs. We have 180 acres of opportunity on the banks of the Anacostia River. And we have, and I have to pause to acknowledge our Congresswoman and Congressman James Comer of Kentucky, who advanced a bipartisan effort to deliver that land to DC. Thank you, Congresswoman Norton. This land has been blighted and underutilized for too long. And what our deal with the Washington Commanders provides is the fastest and surest route to developing the RFK campus. And not just delivering sports and entertainment, but delivering housing, jobs, recreation, and economic development. We will be able to deliver thousands of homes here. It will deliver a world-class, community-focused sportsplex for our kids. It will create park space and build out riverfront and trails. It's about creating jobs for DC residents and revenue that will support what all of our city needs, city services that have made us a growing city. We're going to be talking a lot about this project in the coming weeks and months, and it will be clear that this is a good deal for DC. It's a fantastic deal, a win-win-win for the city, the team, and the fans. So I want to say thank you for everyone that has been involved at this point. And before we take questions, I'll go through a quick list of thank yous. But I first want to introduce a person who has been a great part of the DC community in the time that he's joined. He has brought on local partners into the Commanders ownership that has meant a lot for us. And I see Mark Ein and Mitch Rails in the front row. Give them a big round of applause. These guys bet on DC a long time ago, and I am just so grateful for your partnership, Josh. And you have the floor. Josh Harris, the owner of the Washington Commanders.
Well, everyone, what a great day. It's a great day in our process to bring the Commanders home. And Mayor, thank you. I'm so appreciative for our partnership and everything you've done through this process. And, you know, this day is a testament to your leadership and the city's leadership. So thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you to the council members that are here. We know you're gonna be considering all this, and thank you for your partnership in helping us get to this historic moment. We know you have a bunch of work to do, and we're going to be there transparently providing all the information to you, Chairman Mendelson. I know you're not here with us today, but and the entire group of DC council members, so very much appreciative that you're here today to listen. And Roger, I know you're busy. Thank you for being here. It's very meaningful to have the commissioner of the NFL sitting side by side with us today. So, today I am absolutely thrilled to announce that the Commanders are ready to make the single, and our partners are committed to make the single largest private investment in DC history. You know, one of my earliest memories was walking down East Capitol Street to RFK. I only knew one person, my Uncle Jerry, who Robbie Miller sitting right there, who had tickets because there was a 25-year waiting list. And I got to go once or twice a year, but I watched every game intently. And I grew up watching the greats, whether it be Sonny Jurgensen, Billy Kilmer, Joe Theismann, Mark Rypien, the Hogs, Joe Gibbs, Art Monk, and three Super Bowls. Yeah. Yeah. You need one of those. And obviously, we're so honored to have Daryl, Doug, and John. Thank you all for being here today. And you're right there up there. And Adam and Dan, no pressure. That was the Washington that I remembered. When on Sundays, everything stopped, everyone was glued to their TV or in the stadium, And we've already seen a reawakening of that spirit, but we want to bring it back. Now we want to bring the Commanders home with a new RFK that our fans will love, our opponents will fear. It'll be loud. We want to make it about football, but also about the city and the community. And we want to host the biggest and best events in the world. When our ownership group started on this journey 2 years ago, we laid out three clear priorities: build a championship caliber team, improve fan experience, and make a positive impact on this community. Today's announcement is a key part of that vision. Let's come home. This project is about so much more than building a stadium. It's about a once-in-a-generation opportunity to create a catalyst for long-term transformational economic growth here in D.C. That means thousands of new jobs, billions of new tax revenue, thousands of new homes, partnerships with local businesses, and the creation of about 90 acres of mixed-use development for our community. And you know what? The city of Washington and the DMV deserve it. Without exaggeration, this will be the best stadium in the country when it's built in front of the Anacostia River, facing the Capitol and the Washington Monument.
I wonder if we should show a picture of it.
Show it up. And while today marks an exciting step towards bringing the Commanders back to our spiritual home in D.C., I also want to recognize the incredible partnership we've built with Maryland and Virginia. In Maryland, where we currently play, and in Virginia, where we train, I just want to say that I'm particularly grateful to Governor Moore and the Maryland leadership for their support and shared belief in what we can achieve together at our current stadium site as we move where we play football games to new RFK. Thank you, Governor Moore, Maryland delegation. On a personal note, I am deeply humbled and grateful that God has allowed me to be part of this journey to help shape the next chapter for Commanders football, for DC, and for the entire DMV community. I'm also grateful to my family who's sitting here. Couldn't have done it without you, my wife Marjorie, Hannah, my brother Gabe, my mother Sylvia, Mama Commander. And I couldn't have done it without my partners, Mitch Rails, Mark Ein, Mr. Fallick, and others that I'm not sure if they want to be mentioned or not, so I'm not going to mention them, who are in the audience. I believe, and I know that Mayor Bowser believes, I know that you believe, in the power of this project to bring our city and this region together. We're excited to continue working with the council, the mayor, and the D.C. leadership in this community to shape the next chapter of RFK. RFK was the site of some of my earliest and most meaningful memories.
And with that in mind, let me introduce NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, who, like myself and like many of us in this room, grew up going to the old RFK Stadium. Commissioner.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and thanks, Bram. This is a very special day, one that many of us have been looking forward to many years. I'm excited to join the mayor and Josh to help announce the intention of the Commanders to return to their historical site, their home in Washington, D.C. Thank you to Mayor Bowser for your leadership. Extraordinary, and we're here and glad to support you. And of course to Josh for your incredible leadership. Under Josh's leadership, this team has become a playoff team in a very short period of time. With this stadium, it will also become a leader off the field too. The Commander's future is clearly a bright one. Today would not be possible without the help from Congress, who in passing the RFK bill late last year, and I want to thank Representatives Comer and Norton for sponsoring the bill, and for the congressional leadership for passing the needed legislation to get us here today. I grew up in this district, as was mentioned before, attending games at old RFK Stadium. It was a special place. Many of my early memories as a football fan were formed there, watching the great teams and sharing the experiences with my family and the tremendous fans of this team. A generation of fans growing up rooting for the team did not have that experience, but the next ones will, and I could not be more excited for them. The stadium project announced today promises to be great for the fans, the team and the district, and the NFL. It also makes us better as a club, as a league, and all of our clubs playing in a world-class stadium in front of passionate fans is one of our big objectives. We've seen throughout the country new stadiums transform communities. Since 2001, more than $32 billion has been invested in stadiums, and there are at least 8 more projects underway, an estimated cost of $20 billion. This will be critical in revitalizing an area that has been dormant and undeveloped for nearly 30 years when the team first left. Here in the district, there will be billions of dollars invested in this area and economic activity that lifts up the city and generates jobs throughout the region. The NFL has a long history of investing in stadiums projects along with the home team, but all 31 teams will contribute along with Josh and his partners. This is an important project that the league recognizes, and we will be there to support. Once again, I want to thank the mayor and Josh for their incredible leadership. We look forward to working with you both. This project is important to us, and we recognize we will be supporting you throughout the city council process as well, and look forward to seeing us all on opening day.
Thank you, Roger. Yep. Give the commissioner a big round of applause. So let me just quickly mention some folks who have worked really long and hard to get us to this point. But I also want to emphasize that we have more work to do. And my team will stand ready to work with the members of the council, providing all of the information that they need. I want to recognize the council's chair for business and economic development, at-large council member Kenyon McDuffie. The host council member for RFK, and I told him he came in the door winning, council member Wendell Felder. The council member who has been my partner throughout my tenure for housing and making sure we deliver it, at large council member Anita Bonds. Thank you for being here. Very quickly, I call them my big deal team because we do big deals here. And I asked this lady to join me when I became mayor 10 years ago. She thought she was retired, and she told me she would stay for a year. And 10 years later, she's here. And I want to thank Beverly Perry. I want to acknowledge our chief deal maker on this one, Saroj Otpadwala. The deputy mayor for economic development, Nina Albert. The city administrator for the district, Kevin Donahue. And our budget director, Jenny Reed. Thank you. And I do also want to acknowledge our other partner in this endeavor, the official convention center and sports authority for the district, who will be our partner in parking, and led by Angie Gates, the president and CEO. Chaired by Leif Dormsjoe. Thank you, Leif. And any other members or of the board members for Events DC. Thank you for being here. Thank you. I see Sherry Doggett over there. And I want to also acknowledge our expert partners who helped us put together this deal with the team, ASM Global, CSL, Hyatt Brown, Gensler, Kutak Rock, Tibra Hudson, PFM, Legends, and Perkins Eastman. Give them a round of applause. Other members of the Congress who have been in the front and behind the scenes, Senator Mark Warner, Senator Tim Kaine, Senator Joe Manchin, Congressman Benny Thompson, and Congressman Clyburn. Please give them a big round of applause.
Mayor, may I also mention, look, this thing came together 100-0. I mean, there's been many parts of this journey in the Senate. At 12:01, I learned a lot about the political process, and I just want to thank the the senators from Maryland, the senators from Virginia,
absolutely,
for being there and for supporting this effort, because we wouldn't be here without them. So thank you.
Thank you. And final mentions to two of my predecessors who are here. One who brought baseball home, former Mayor Anthony Williams. And I know a very proud woman today, Mayor Sharon Pratt. Oh, Councilmember Pinto in pink. I'm sorry. We are, I failed to acknowledge our host council member for today and a very, very early and strong supporter of bringing the team home, our Ward 2 council member, Councilmember Brooke Pinto.
This is an exciting day, and we do hope it is the first of a few historic announcements along the trail here. Our panel has agreed to...
B. Mitchell Finley, wow. You just heard D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, and Chief Managing Partner for the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris, talk about their plans to move back to RFK Stadium. This is an incredibly exciting day. Quick break here. We're going to open these phone lines up before too long. See what kind of questions get asked. We got a lot of information. Anybody want to talk tailgating? Nobody go anywhere.